are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we have a couple of very scary cases here of young girls huffing and killing themselves as a result. I guess there was a 12-year-old girl from Victorville who was, trying to huff and inhale the Freon coming from her air conditioning units. We have another girl who's an honor student that I guess was huffing computer cleaning spray. Is that that spray that kind of like dusts for you? Yeah. What are these kids doing? I mean, one's a 14-year-old, one's a 12-year-old, and they're getting high on household products. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. It just confuses me why these kids' lives are so bad that they have to turn to a household chemical to try to get high. My guess is it's not that they're depressed and it's not that their life is bad. They just want to do it because their kids are, you know, their friends are telling them to, or they want to try it. People want to feel weird. They want to feel buzzed. They want to feel high, but they're killing themselves. Apparently this 14-year-old girl, I guess she's from Porter Ranch, California, has been found dead in her home after she sniffed the gas from a can of computer cleaning spray. Aria Doherty, all right, is now being examined at the coroner's office, an eighth grade honor student at Alfred B. Noble Charter Middle School, which is why many of you parents are going, nah, my kid's on the honor roll. They're not going to try to do drugs. Really? Honor students want to get high just the same. And if they can't get drugs, per se, drugs, crack, cocaine, ecstasy, then they're going to find something in your kitchen cabinet. Weren't kids snorting nutmeg? Wasn't that a big thing last year or 2 years ago? People getting high on nutmeg? All right. Now, the school district has sent counselors to Doherty School to speak with students on the dangers of huffing. Of course, the parents, I couldn't even imagine what the parents are going through. I mean, you think you're protecting your kids. You're like, they're off in their room doing their homework. And who would have thought that, we look at our kids going, okay, well, you know, now that they're not toddlers anymore, we don't have to follow them around room to room. We don't have to always check on them. No, check on them. Okay, because they could be sitting there snorting liquid paper, snorting, breathing in, Febreze, right? Is it called Febreze? I don't know. The 12-year-old girl had huffed Freon from the air conditioning unit. She lives in Victorville. Her name was Crystal Salcido, lived with her grandmother and cousins. Apparently, the seventh grader, they said, found easy access to Freon from the air conditioning units in the backyard. So she would inhale the chemical, but she later passed out in her grandma's bathroom. She was pronounced brain dead at a local hospital, and the family had to decide whether to stop life support. Now, I don't like to open the show with stories like this, but, I mean, these are everyday kids and grandkids doing stupid things like this. All right. Now, what is huffing, sniffing, dusting, bagging? It's just something that kids have now been doing, probably more commonly in the last 20 years. Remember, kids would sniff glue, they'd sniff, dry erase pens. Remember when chalkboards started to go out of style because environmentalists said the chalk was, hurting our lungs? And I got to admit, getting in trouble all the time and having to clean the chalkboards and bang erasers, that I had to do that so much. Maybe that's why I'm coughing now because of my third grade teacher. Anyway, so we went to dry erase boards. And these dry erase boards, well, actually, remember when we would have overhead projector? Those pens would smell nice. So we learned pretty early on in the 80s, late 70s, 80s, that you could pretty much sniff anything that has a strong scent and get a little loopy with it. All right? But now there's an actual art to this. I guess huffing, you take a rag, soak it in the chemical, hold it to the face, or stick it in your mouth and breathe it in. I guess you got sniffing also, where you get a plastic bag or a container that has the chemical very highly concentrated, sniff it. Bagging is another term where you spray. You get one of those plastic bags, I guess you spray it. You spray whatever substance you want to get high on into the bag, put the bag up to your nose and mouth. Scary, scary stuff. But these kids, even if they aren't sitting there doing it with bags, you could actually spray your sleeves, spray collars of your clothes, and sniff that, okay? You have kids getting high on balloons. I mean, so for us as parents and grandparents to go, you know what, we're good because my kid passed a drug test. No marijuana, no cocaine, no benzodiazepines in his system. We're good. No, you're not good because there's stuff around the house they could get high on. And we've gone through the house. We've talked about what's in the house that these kids, basically anything. Anything that has a vapor can make these kids high. I bet they could even use acetone. They could even pour nail polish remover in a bag. I mean, scary stuff. The stuff kills. I used to kill bugs for our bug collection that we had to do in school. They taught us to put the bug in a container, soak a cotton ball with a nail polish remover, and let the bug suffocate. If a bug can die from nail polish remover, a human could easily go brain dead. Now, the other thing that these kids are doing, which we've talked about, is something called popping, where they take legal prescriptions that the parents have, Valium, Lortab, diet pills, put them all in a bowl, mix it up with nice pretty colors. So they're upstairs with their friends doing a sleepover while the parents are downstairs watching, I don't know, Anderson Cooper. And the kids will take a handful of those pills, pop them, and then down it with some beer. Now, when you for any of you that have ever taken a narcotic or ever taken a pill, it takes a while for it to kick in. So these kids are sitting there going, I don't feel anything yet. Well, then take another handful. Okay? So they basically overdose on these medications upstairs while you're downstairs watching TV. Pretty scary stuff. When we come back, a lot more medical news, a lot of interesting stuff. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is John O'Toole with Midas Resources Gold and Silver Company. We have all heard of Rand Paul warning of an imminent currency crisis as a result of reckless spending on Capitol Hill and endless wars overseas. But what are we doing to prepare for it? China, India, and numerous other countries are buying up gold and silver by the ton because they know what's really going on. Don't you think it's time you do the same thing before it's too late? Call me, John O'Toole, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 133, and find out why gold and silver have been the true safe havens for over 5,000 years. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133. I'll send you a booklet highlighting 10 reasons why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 133.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to XM Radio. Big thanks to Talk Superstation, all our affiliates out there. And thank you guys. Love all the new Twitter followers. It's great. Give me, though, you know, sometimes a couple hours, because I don't always go on Twitter to answer your questions, too. Right? But I love the fact that we could connect and just be patient, okay? One of you, awesome, loyal listener, I just felt bad because I guess he had asked me a question and I missed it. I tried not to miss, we got him covered. I was on the Doug McIntyre and Terry Ray in the morning on KBC discussing the CVS pharmacy policies. Many of you guys had concerns about this when we talked about this yesterday, where one of the biggest pharmacy groups is now voluntarily mandating. I guess this is where it gets kind of sketchy, whether it's voluntary or not. But employees have to do a health screening survey, all right, voluntarily, and where the information goes to the insurer. The insurer, I guess, sends it to a WebMD database. If they don't do the screening that has a blood pressure, BMI, I'm not sure about cholesterol on there, then they will be penalized $50 a month for their health insurance. Many of you have kind of weighed in on that. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. D. It's Trucker Ken from Indiana. My company does something similar. You have a choice to take the survey or not take the survey. If you don't take the survey, they charge you an extra $20 per paycheck for your insurance. Your insurance rate is a flat rate. The only way it goes up or down is if you smoke or don't smoke, there's a discount. And if you do the survey or you don't do the survey, there's a discount or a penalty.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they use the information through this third-party WebMD or whoever we use. It's Teladoc, I think we use. And what they do is they take the results from your health survey and suggested dietary changes, additional screenings for thyroid issues or whatever, if you have a weight issue, or additional screenings for maybe diabetes if they think you might have a blood sugar issue, whatever. And so it's used to help get the employees in better health, which I think is a good thing because it points you in the right direction. Maybe somebody didn't realize where they were at or how to get to where they need to be. So I really don't see it as an invasion of privacy issue because the employer doesn't see it. It's between the insurance company and whatever agency they're using to get you back into health.
You brought up, and I love my truckers out there. Thank you. I love my truckers. You brought up some great points, and I agree with you. I mean, I think knowledge is everything. So when I have patients come in with these screening forms for work and you know, they have to get their cholesterol checked and all that, I'm excited as a doctor that finally somebody's going to get this stuff checked out. Where it, and I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist by any means, but where I just get a little nervous about this is how it's so interlaid with your job and how I can't say the employers don't see it. Now, I'm kind of confused because when I practice in Vegas, there is a biometric health screening form that my patients are saying they have to give to their human resources, or they have to turn it into work. So I fill out a form, and I have to give them the form, and then they have to drop it off at work. And so, what's happening here with CVS, and it sounds like what's happening with you and Teladoc, is it bypasses the employer. And, I mean, how many employers really care? I mean, are employers going to really sit there and look at blood pressures? But maybe they do care. I don't know. So I sincerely doubt your manager wants to sit there and look through and see what everybody's cholesterol is. I don't know why they would even find that intriguing at all. So, I don't think that management wants to sit there and look. But I know that the information is available to them very easily, especially with the forms that we fill out, and my patients just go and take it back to their employer. And so, you know, somebody could say, why are employers even involved to begin with? They don't have to know what's going on with your blood pressure, your cholesterol, and this is a way where they're able to figure it out. They force you to do the health screens. It has to go through some middleman, but to get to the middleman, it has to be dropped off at human resources. And again, I'm not saying there's any conspiracy here or whatever, but for some people, it just seems a little suspect. I mean, why does my boss need to know this? And the other thing that happens is many of my patients, even though this is going to probably be a moot point and we aren't going to have to concern ourselves with that much more, but they can't get health insurance or a cheap health insurance because their cholesterol is high. So what some of my patients do is they just don't test, which isn't good. I'm not for that. All right. Or they're like, don't write it down. Don't have any paper trail on me because I'm on a diet, et cetera. Once I, you know, do what I need to do, then I'd like to get tested. So some people are kind of concerned because their cholesterol, their blood pressure is now disclosed. So somebody can always say, well, you lied on your life insurance form. You lied on your health insurance form. You did have a blood pressure issue because here's your work physical. You see? Now, the idea that people are being educated and they're finally getting something done that they may not get done, a blood pressure check, a cholesterol check, you're right. Okay, I can't tell you how many people don't go to the doctor, but because they have to do a physical at work, they got it done. So as a doctor, I'm in love with those, like life science. I guess life science goes to work, your place of work, and does group physicals, and it's really thorough. And then the patient gets a whole packet, and I don't mind. It's not eating into my business. I don't mind. I love it when they get their physicals at work because it's free for them. I mean, it's great, but now we're looking at, okay, well, where's all the information going? Where's this database? Where's patient privacy, and why does work have to be a part of that step? Okay, I think a patient's health issues should be private. Okay, and in terms of recommendations, I know exactly what you're talking about. When my patients go through life signs or they do these screening tests, the workplace gives them all this information on diet, on cholesterol, on blood pressure, on if they need to exercise. Okay, that's really nice, but isn't that what the doctor's for? So I'm a little nervous that what we're trying to do is avoid the doctor. And it would be cheaper if employers later become mandated, because, I mean, who knows what's going to unfold with Obamacare. They could very easily say, all right, employers need to now instruct their patients to not smoke, instruct them to not gain weight, because it helps save money. Where are the doctors in all this? And do employers even want that responsibility? And what I'm a little bit even more nervous about is, even though a doctor usually does these work physicals, will an employer now take on liability if somebody gets a heart attack? If it's going to be mainstream now, usual protocol for your employer to be involved in your cholesterol or your blood pressure or the middleman web agency to be the one to tell you, well, you need to lose weight, you need to do X, Y, and Z. What if somebody does go out and exercise and then drops dead of a heart attack? Is the employer going to get sued? Is the middleman, WebMD, Teladoc going to get sued? Remember, we have seen some crazy lawsuits, and they have won. And so, it's not the worst thing in the world, okay? But we are noticing that many people at work have to fill out a form, drop it back off at work. And I don't like that because, again, it just kind of rings a little communistic to me. Okay, I need the boss completely out of your health. I don't want your employer involved in your health. It's already frustrating enough I got to fill out these FMLA forms describing what your medical condition is to your employer. I hate that. Why can't I just say on your FMLA forms, patient needs to be off 2-3 times a month and not disclose the medical condition? Oh, hell no. Your employer will not give you the FMLA unless they are confident that you have a medical condition that warrants that. Why does your boss need to know about your abnormal uterine bleeding or your prostate cancer? And this idea that, well, if the employer is responsible for your health care, he gets to know. No, he doesn't get to know. But that's what's ending up happening. Okay, we're already seeing discrimination in workplaces at hospital in Texas, where if you're obese, you need not apply. Okay, so, and we talked about this yesterday. Are we going to have a workforce that is only the healthy people? And, I just, the Aryan society comes to mind. I mean, I'm really kind of, and again, I'm not trying to over-exaggerate and say this is all one big conspiracy, etc. It's not. But it's just a little bit more socialized and, communist as we go. And I would really love for us to, not have employers involved with our health care at all. Don't go away. More medical news coming up, 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. You can't make this stuff up. This is ridiculous. We have a Florida school bus driver who, as a special needs girl was exiting the bus, she stopped and hesitated. And so the bus driver decides to take, I think it's a he. No, it's a girl. She decides to take her foot and kick the girl off the bus. The girl falls and fractures her ankle. Okay, there is video of this. I need to figure out how to post it on my website. Oh my gosh. Apparently, police said 41-year-old Stephanie Wilkerson was driving the special needs children to school in Tampa on September 28, 2012, when the 8-year-old wanted to get off the bus. She was told to wait her turn, but police said she slapped and pushed the driver. A video shows the driver using her foot to push the girl off after she hesitated on the steps for about a minute. Girl fractures her ankle. Wilkerson is charged with aggravated child abuse. She had been, I guess, working with the school district for 4 years at the time. What is wrong with people? Are you kidding me? You're going to kick a kid off the bus? You know, it's interesting. When we learn about abuse, as we're training to become doctors, and still, you know, we do our CME, et cetera, you know, they say the people most likely to get abused are your weak, your vulnerable, your sick patients, your elderly, or your kids with special needs. Now, I remember when I learned that in school, I'm like, wait a second, why would anybody abuse a special needs kid? It's a little kid with special needs. Why would that happen? Those are exactly the demographic that do get abused. And the reason why is the assailant doesn't think anything's going to come of it. Okay? They think that the special needs kid wouldn't, I guess, tattle, or nobody would believe the special needs kid if they said anything. And so, you know, these are the groups, elderly abuse. Elder abuse is so rampant. And again, it makes you think, wait a second. Okay, who is abusing elderly people? All right, and many times it's the family members, the son, daughter, grandkids. And you're like, why would that happen? Why would anybody abuse their senior family member? Because I guess they can. And they don't even realize they're being abusive. Okay, you know, we've talked about how many seniors, they're quote-unquote abused because, you know, let's say they come into the living room and they want to watch another program on television. You don't want that to happen, so you end up saying, go back to your room, stay in your room. And look, we'll give you a TV. So you'll give grandma or grandpa a TV in their room, and then every time they come out, you tell them not to come out. I mean, maybe they come out to go to the bathroom and they come back to eat, but you basically say, just go live in your room. Well, that's abuse. That's isolation abuse. Okay? You know, these things are very, very common. Now, we had grandparents live with us throughout the years because my family couldn't afford nursing homes, et cetera, so we would try to take care of them at the house and, you know, whether they had cancer or whatnot. And it was difficult. It was very difficult. I mean, you know, imagine trying to live with a total stranger. Okay, a family member is sometimes worse than a total stranger because they've annoyed you for years. Right? And I'm not making light of it. We need to be honest. Many people do not like to live with grandma or grandpa. I mean, how many of us like living with our own kids? The reason why we live with our kids is because there's laws. But, you know, could you really be roommates with your kids when they're older? No. No, there is no way. My kids, I mean, there's underwear all over the place, skid marks, seats left up, peeing in the shower. No. When they move out, I'm going to miss them. I love them. I'm their mom. But I will have my own place. So we have to be honest. When people have to move in to your home, it is a stressor. But how we deal with it could be good, or we could deal with it poorly. And when you start to isolate that family member, keeping them away in the room, locked up in the room, that is abuse. It is. Okay? Which is why, as a doctor, I always have to ask people, you know, how you holding up? You know, and if I, you know, kind of get the idea that, you know, it's not an arrangement that's working, what can we do to help? Okay? Because obviously you don't want grandma and grandpa stuck in a room. I mean, I'm supposed to report abuse, but if I see trends towards that happening, oh, she just does her own thing, she's in a room, I go, I need you to bring her out of her room. I need her to cohabitate with you all so you're watching her, so you're making sure she's not having bed sores, etc. Anyway, so your special needs kids, absolutely they get abused. Look, a mother, I think, suffocated her autistic son last week. We have a big problem here. As more and more kids are being diagnosed as special needs, right? Because we can, because they're surviving the birth. You know, cerebral palsy kids who would lose oxygenation at birth, we're able to do miraculous things now. And we have people with cerebral palsy that do well in society, right? So we have more people with disabilities and special needs now among us. And now as you look and you see what's happening with autism, you see 1 in 50 now have autism. But then you hear these cases where the moms are killing the baby. killing their kids? Why can't we handle being a parent of a special needs? What is wrong with some of the people in society? I understand it's difficult. All right, it is. It's extremely difficult. And you've seen people sue their doctor because the doctor didn't forewarn them that the baby was going to come out special needs, and they have a baby that was special needs. And in one case, the mom and dad said they would have aborted the kid. So they ended up suing the hospital. I think it was in Oregon. We're not here to judge, okay? We're not here to judge the parents, et cetera. But we do need to identify the fact that it's difficult. It's difficult to raise a special needs child. It's difficult to have a child with autism. You may love them to death, but it is difficult. And parents are pretty, you know, hopefully open with it. Okay, I have one family where they say, look, we can't get a babysitter. Nobody wants to babysit our autistic child because she acts out and she hits. We can't even get grandma and grandpa to babysit. So these parents, they don't have babysitters. They never go out. They never get a break. You know, so I'm trying to give that family as much support as I can, all right, because that's, you know, I don't think they would ever hurt the child or abuse the child, but, you know, you need to understand that some of these people go through a hard time. What should we do as society? Okay, I don't want to hear any more mothers suffocate or parents suffocate their autistic child. I don't want school employees, school bus drivers, kicking a special needs kid off the bus, fracturing an ankle. All right, you know, as we look at our mental health, you know, of our country, we need to also prepare those that don't have issues how to deal with people that do have issues. Okay, I mean, do parents of autistic children need special training? Do they need support groups? Should we be coming up with, like, for example, if babysitting is an issue? Okay, now to somebody like, well, why is Dr. Dahlia talking about babysitting? Why am I listening to this? Because, I mean, if you have a special needs child, if you have a family member, you understand. This is big. I mean, you and I can always take a break. We can go to the movies. We could drop our kids off at the sitters. We could take our kids with us. But for people with special needs or medical issues, you can't. And many of you as adults are going to be in this position as you take care of an ailing parent. You know, when one of my grandmothers had dementia, which was later diagnosed as Alzheimer's, and we talked about dementia and how, you know, she would run out into the street naked when she was living with my aunt. It's as if you are having a child. And many people that have to take care of an aging parent don't get that break. They don't get that break, and then sometimes they could lash out and take it out on the elderly parent. So this is a subject that many of us will deal with. I've had grandparents live with us, right? We almost had to move my mom in with us, and luckily we were able to put that off. She was fine. It's just after Dad died, she needed a place to live. So it affects all of us, but it's just frightening to think people are out there that would kick a kid off a bus. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it looks like the U.S. government is backing off and retreating on those graphic labelings on cigarettes. Remember, they wanted to go into a legal battle, forcing companies and these tobacco companies to put these large, gruesome images of tracheotomy sites and lung cancer and mouth cancer, etc. From what we understand, according to a letter from Attorney General Eric Holder, he says that for now, I don't think they're going to petition the Supreme Court. All right, I think they are going to now hold off, back off, which I'm pretty excited about. In August, an appeals court had upheld a prior ruling that the labeling requirement infringed on First Amendment free speech protections. So he says, in light of these circumstances, the Solicitor General has determined not to seek Supreme Court review of the First Amendment issues at this time. The proposed label requirement from the FDA, which was supposed to start this year, would have caused the cigarette packages to have images of people dying and cachectic and thin and, like I said, the tracheotomy. It was supposed to be pretty nasty because they thought Americans were stupid and that we would need these horrific pictures on the cigarettes to stop us from grabbing them and smoking. I hate when the government tries to strong arm companies and, you know, force a marketing. I don't see how that's constitutional. How do you force a company to market against themselves? Yes, I understand tobacco causes cancer. I'm not a fan of cigarettes at all. They cause first degree, second degree, third degree cancer, or smoking causes cancer, where the particulates are on clothing and carpets and curtains. I'm not a fan by any means. But just because I'm not a fan doesn't mean we could violate the Constitution. And to make a tobacco company put graphic labels on their packaging, or make a store put up graphic posters that could deter traffic from coming into their store because cigarettes are there, I think is it oversteps the government's bounds. It does. All right. You know, what's going to happen next? Is a car company going to have pictures on the car of car accidents? Okay, and mingled scenes. Is Jack Daniels going to have on the bottle pictures of a drunk driving accident? I mean, you know, where does it stop? Okay, and to me that makes just perfect sense. So it looks like they're kind of stepping back with that one. All right, next story. Three-person IVF, I guess, is moving a little bit closer in Europe to being a reality. Have you guys heard about this, where they're using DNA from three parents to make an embryo? I guess it's the DNA from two parents and a tiny amount from a third donor. Okay, so please don't mix up any of these articles that you see, three-person with menage a trois or something like that. No, it's basically them manipulating the embryo, taking out a bad genetic material, and using a third donor for their good genetic material. Now, mitochondria, which is kind of like the battery source of these cells, they have their own DNA. So from what I understand is you have the parent's embryo. If the parent's embryo has some poor DNA, they take out the nucleus, which is the main part, okay? They put a donor's, they put a third person's nucleus into this, and now they have the mom and dad's fertilized egg plus the extra genetic material from the third donor, okay? You know, they say it's safe. I'm a little wigged out by this. Okay, you know, whenever we play with nature, nature seems to bite us back and bite us in the butt. I'm not really sure. I mean, just because we could do it doesn't mean it should be done. You know, why are we forcing another person's genetic material into a fertilized egg? That, I get it. You know, if somebody can't have children, it would be nice for them to still have as much of their genes in that child as possible. I don't know, having the third DNA in there, I just get a little nervous. You know, you just do. I mean, all right, let's move on with that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, what is the key to a long life? Well, according to researchers, Greek coffee. A cup of Greek coffee a day may be the key to long life. Apparently, they studied people on the Greek island of Ikaria, where many of those people lived to age 90 and older. Dr. Gerasimo Saesos of the University of Athens Medical School says a boiled Greek type of coffee is rich in polyphenols and antioxidants and contains only a moderate amount of caffeine. And they say that, you know, these groups drink this type of coffee. They say 0.1% of Europeans live to be 90 or older. Yet the amount of people that are over 90 is up to 1%, so 10 times more on that island in Greece. I guess Tsiasos and his team decided to zero in on the coffee because other studies have discussed how coffee consumption can lower heart risk, etc. So they looked at 673 Icarians, age 65 or older. They looked at 71 men, 71 women that they took out. They checked them for high blood pressure, diabetes, met other types of medical conditions. And they found that those who drank, 87% that drank Greek coffee every day, were of the majority. I don't know, pretty cool stuff. I don't like coffee. I don't. I'm, you know, more of a hot chocolate type of girl. But it's something. It's got to be Greek coffee. Remember, Greek coffee. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A man who was a Vietnamese immigrant living in California died of a massive infection where worms spread throughout his body, including his lungs. Now, we don't see a lot of worm infestations here in the States. We don't. But we are very concerned about people that travel because they could get these worms, they could eat them, they could live in the GI tract, and then later bore through the wall of the intestine and climb around the body, lay eggs, and basically infest the whole body. The 65-year-old man apparently was infected by worms in Vietnam. Okay, about 80 to 90% of people, if they die with this type of worm species, they also suffer from hyperinfection as these worms decide to, you know, seed out and grow. You know, not only can you die from the bowel perforation of the worm eating through the bowel wall, but now you got worms throughout. Okay, I guess parasitic worms, they believe it was the Strongyloides stercoralis species. They're usually found in tropical and subtropical areas of the world. They've also, though, been in the Appalachian region of the U.S., the Appalachians. So the worms, they live in the ground or in water, usually with places with poor sanitation. Many of them can actually get through your skin. So they'll penetrate your skin. Then they'll find their way to the intestines for years, decades. Then they'll grow new baby, little larvae, all right? And then, I guess, go on from there. Worms are pretty scary. If you ever have any intestinal issues, bowel issues, ask your doctor to do a stool culture. Why not? You know, having worms is rare, but, you know, many people, they don't get their stool looked at. Okay, check the poop. So if you're having some bowel issues, some diarrhea, abdominal pain, just check the stool. There's an ova and parasites test. There's also a stool culture to look for Salmonella, E. coli. And then sometimes I like to do a C. diff, Clostridium difficile, from antibiotic overuse. But, I mean, checking the stool is kind of an easy thing to do, and I don't think these cultures are that expensive. I mean, what does the lab tech have to do? He just takes the stool and then he rubs it on a Petri dish. But for the parasites, they look and they see if there's parasites in the stool. And I think it's a test that many of us overlook when people have abdominal issues. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, when we talk about, oh, darn, we're at the end. Oh, man. All right, don't worry. We got another hour coming up. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.